We're here in the Congressional Corner with Elizabeth Esty, one of my favorite people, Congresswoman from the 5th District of Connecticut. You are leaving. It's always been a very marginal Democratic-Republican district. Do you think the Democrats will continue to keep it, and why?
Well, I hope so. I'm certainly going to be doing what I can. In the present climate, I have to tell you, and I have, you know, I think you know, my dad was a Republican. His parents were Republican. They're good people who serve in both parties. But I think at the national level, right now, in Congress, what the Republican leadership in the House of Representatives has been pushing forward is very bad for the state of Connecticut. It's very bad for the 5th District, whether it's on the environment, or whether it's on state and local taxes, whether it's on support for Medicare and Social Security. Right now, we're about to see the Farm Bill come up, which has incredibly punitive proposals on the table around the SNAP, what we used to call food stamps. And I think just a lot of policies that are not, don't comport with the values of the folks that I've been honored to represent for the last 5.5 years. And I disagree strongly with much of what the administration's policies have been.
So will SNAP, as we know it, disappear? Will it be harmed?
I'm very worried about the proposals on the table. The new work proposals that the Republicans are putting out, I think, will be very punitive. And I have to tell you, you know, I have met so many people. I remember vividly meeting a dad in Danbury a couple of years ago who was coming to pick up one of his children from an after-school program. And he talked about how incredibly important it was that his son was able to get dinner at school before leaving. He works, he was a landscaper. He had another child with him. He said, you know, I need to know that my son is well fed so he can sit down and do his homework while I prepare dinner with sort of the money that I've got available for his younger siblings. And I'm working, you know, 50 hours a week in the hot sun. And it's hard for kids to concentrate if they're hungry. It's hard for people to perform well on their jobs, just in the same way that it's hard to work when you aren't healthy. So I would argue that the evidence is overwhelming as a practical matter that people who are healthy and well-fed can find and perform work well. And so even if morally you don't think it's, you don't agree that it's the right thing for a society, make sure that everyone's healthy as can be and is well-fed and has good nutrition. As a practical matter, people who are well-fed and who are healthy are able to work better and perform better. And I think whether it's for the moral reasons or the economic practical reasons, this is, in fact, proposals in the wrong direction.
So let me ask you something. There's going to be a primary for your seat. The party has narrowly endorsed Mary Glassman, but Teacher of the Year, Johanna Hayes, is running also. Do you get involved in that, or do you just let them duke it out?
Well, I don't know if you remember, Alan, but 6 years ago, I was not the endorsed candidate coming out of a convention. I went to a primary. I was running against the sitting Speaker of the House. It was a three-way primary, which I ended up winning. I'm a big believer in democracy. I think things should go to the voters. And personally, and you know, Connecticut is one of only two states with a convention system. I don't think it makes sense anymore. I really don't. I think the evidence is quite clear. The American people are pretty frustrated with both parties and really don't like party insiders putting their thumbs on the scales. I would like to see Connecticut decide just to go with primaries and general elections like 48 other states do. I think it's a better way. And when you think about the 5th district that I've had the honor of representing, 43% of the voters aren't even registered in either party. So I think it shouldn't be party insiders who decide. I think it needs to be the voters who decide.
So that's it. Let me ask a question that, as a political scientist, I should know the answer. I live in Massachusetts, where we're allowed to be unenrolled and vote in either primary. Other states have what's called open primaries. What about Connecticut?
Well, Connecticut is an open, you know, Connecticut's a closed primary state, so you have to be registered in that party to vote in that primary. And we have very strict rules in Connecticut around that. So unlike, say, New Hampshire, which has open primaries, or California, which has the so-called jungle primary next month, where in California the top two finishers of whatever party, it can be the same party, it can be different parties, go on to the general election. Connecticut has had very tight controls on that. And I, again, at a time of unprecedented high level of independent voters, unaffiliated voters, I think it's important to encourage participation. And again, I would start by getting rid of the convention process, which I just don't think serves the general interest of the public at this point.
As you may have intimated a couple of seconds ago, is it the kiss of death when the party regulars lay hands on you?
No, but it is to say, I think it's a holdover from a party machine idea, and it's just not where the country is right now. We're in a fast-paced social media world in which people want direct access and expect direct access to their elected officials. And I think the courting of the convention process is really at the opposite end of the spectrum. You know, why should 400 people out of 750,000 decide who the candidates are? I don't think that's right.
Well, does that mean, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but does that mean you are supporting Jahana Hayes over Mary Glassman?
No, it means I'm staying out. It means I'm staying out. You know,
well, you can't blame me for trying.
You know, I was given the opportunity. No, I was given, you know, I a lot of people endorsed not for me in 2012, and yet I took my case to the voters and won, both in the primary and the general. And I think it is the voters who should be making these decisions, not other elected officials and not party insiders.
What do you make
That's why they call them elections.
That's why they call them elections. I only got 2 minutes, but tell me, what do you think of Paul Ryan resigning?
Well, I think it's a very clear indication, another strong indication of how much the House Republicans do not believe that they are going to keep control of the House after the elections in November of this year.
As a personal relationship with the Speaker, I mean, there are 435 people in the House and all the rest of it, but are you an admirer of the way he's run the House?
I believe Paul to be a patriot. I think he believes what he believes. I have not liked a number of the decisions that he's made, but I do recognize he's dealing with a very difficult internal dynamics within the Republican conference, as it's called, the Republican members of the House. He's been having to deal with a lot of internal battles, but I don't think that that has been done in a way that has benefited the American people. And I think at the end of the day, the Speaker of the House needs to be the speaker for the American people, not just for their party. And I think the balance on his, when as he's tried to juggle that, has too much erred on the side of trying to manage the internal party dynamics and not enough on really looking at what would benefit the people. So looking at, say, votes on gun safety or looking at votes on immigration reform. So maybe we can talk about that because we've got potential movement on trying to call some bills to the floor on immigration reform, which are tremendously important to deal with the DACA situation and beyond that. And I'm hoping we can still try to get that done in the next month or two.
Congresswoman Elizabeth Esty, somebody I like to call my friend and who I very much admire, thank you for being with us. When we come back the next time, we'll take up some more subjects.
Excellent.